Right now, I didn't go to therapy today, so I'm going to have to share my dream diary with you people. This is last night's dream. I'm in the junior high school classroom with my dead cat, Butch. She says, "Good morning, my pubescent comrades. The name of this class is Abstinence and Hygiene. Just say no to sex." Everyone snickered, and one kid in the back made a fart noise with his armpit. Butch said, "You are right to mock my lustful protégés, because I am here to tell you that denying your sexuality is like peeing into a hurricane. Wet, but I'm satisfied." One 12-year-old kid asked, "Is it really that important? My mom says she hasn't had it in years." Butch said, "Comrades, the only thing that relieves the unrelenting tedium of our meaningless existence is sex. Giving up sex is like giving up Eric Bernays sauce, or giving up a drive-by shootings, or giving up injecting a mixture of cocaine and heroin into the veins between your toes. It is unthinkable." A boy with bad acne says, "So why do grown-ups tell us not to have sex?" Butch says, "Adults despise you because your penis works." And says, "Do not. Jealousy is the cruelest mistress of all." Another kid raises her hand and says, "If you're so against abstinence, why are you teaching this class?" Butch said, "To stick it to the man, of course. The man hired me because I convinced him that I myself practice abstinence, but I did not tell him was that I stopped practicing abstinence when I was 4 weeks old. I lost it to a filthy Persian behind a dumpster. It was glorious, and I've been making magnificent obscene love ever since, and so should you. You're not getting any younger, you know." One kid says, "Shouldn't we save ourselves from marriage?" Butch says, "Abstain from boredom! Abstain from conformity! Abstain from the cruel lie called God! But do not abstain from commingling your fiery young loins or from smoking cigarettes! Please have a cigarette, they're delicious." Butch gave every kid in the class a Marlboro and then lit one herself. One kid coughed and says, "When should we smoke?" Butch exhaled and said, "I must tell you, smoke after sex, and before sex, and sometimes during sex. Now leave me. Go make love with many inappropriate strangers. Break your hearts," and suddenly, I am now very tired. I woke up and my bed was filled with lobster rolls.
Nice, nice.
I'm working on the French accent.